All right. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Media Munchies Podcast. We are here with a special guest, of course. Who do we have? I barely even have to say anything.
Yeah. I really love your intro, but, you know, I am going to call myself self-proclaimed prodigal son of Media Munchies.
Yeah. We're here with Gari, and this is our thing. This is our time. Reclaiming our time.
It's been so long.
Yes. It has been a long time. Because I didn't do it for a long time, the podcast. So it's been even longer since we did it.
We've been juggling too much.
Yeah. Yeah. We literally have.
Such thing on us, but let's do it.
Yeah. We had to get together, though, for Zane's birthday.
It's really his birthday.
Yeah.
And we're doing this. And what is a better gift than
us
being critics?
Okay, not just critics. I was gonna say us loving the album, because that's gonna be a lot of what this is today.
That is true. There's a lot of loving.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good album.
It's a well thought out album.
I think for sure.
It's good.
So today's the anniversary, actually, of Nobody Is Listening. We were going to do this, like, earlier, I think. I wanted to do it earlier anyways, but
we're here now.
We're here now, because it's like, it's time. It's the anniversary. We got to do it.
It's time.
We're recording it on Zane's birthday.
It's better time.
Yes.
It's now.
Capricorn season, too. Very important.
Of course it is.
For Zane.
For me.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a Capricorn moon.
Well, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
It is. But I like to celebrate it. This is the one time I get to
do it. Let's celebrate. And this is how we do it, by listening to this album.
Zane.
Let's get into it. We're going to go through track by track, rating the tracks, classical.
Okay, can I give you a little bit of nostalgia?
Yes.
A funny feeling.
Yes, just, of course. That was perfect. Yeah, yeah.
Just think.
Yes.
This started like when we were in the dorms. Like, we were babies. Our love for Zane.
We connected over it, I think.
Yeah.
We had a connection.
Exactly. So, it's...
Yeah.
It's really important to us, and I'm really glad we're doing it, because it's so close to my heart.
Yeah.
And a part of why I was procrastinating was because this was, I can say a lot of wrong things.
How can we do it justice? But, like, to be honest, we listen to it enough. I feel like...
Yeah.
Most of it. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Remember listening to this album a year ago and being like, what the shit?
Like, he's improved so much.
I have to say, I've
become a little bit more harsher.
Harsh on Zane?
Yeah, just because I've heard it a lot more.
Yes. To be honest, my opinions have changed since a year ago.
Yeah.
Let's get into the tracks, though. Let's start with the first track, which is Calamity.
Uh-huh.
Now, he really did that. He was like, it is time to speak my truth. And he called the album Nobody Is Listening. And I think it's the perfect opener for an album called Nobody Is Listening. He's like, listen to me, my powerful words, you bitches. And then he goes, nobody, hey.
And I'm like, I'm literally sitting here listening.
I'm literally listening to you. I will be the one person.
You dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What do you have to say?
Yeah. I love the form.
Yeah.
But the form is also sometimes, I'm just like, you're giving so much depth. And you're saying it in such a strong form.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're saying nobody's listening to you, and I know that's the irony.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were creating this, what's the word, juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition?
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally feel that. Because he really wanted to, I don't know, he wanted to do a different song, I can tell. Because he's never done anything spoken word before. But he knew that he is a poet, right? But he was able to do it successfully, and I think he should do it more often, to be honest. I think he needs to pop off with some of it.
Yeah, but I'd like a little bit more chillness.
Yeah.
In that format, for just because you can have more time to digest it. It could have been a 5-minute song, but you chose to make it 3 minutes. And I get that's what you do, but like...
Yeah.
Be nice.
I like the way he speaks. You know what it reminds me of, to be honest? Lucozade. Because Lucozade doesn't have a chorus or structure. It's like a long, like, ramble. You don't even wanna know. And, like, he just keeps going on. And I think they have a similar vibe. I don't know how to explain it, but...
Yeah.
It's
but he did it so beautifully Lucozade. Like, I could, fully understand every emotion in every song, beat.
I totally see what you mean. Because he has a lot. He adds a lot in here. A lot of themes. But it's all personal to him. So I guess it has a thread through it.
Right.
But I see what you mean.
I can see that it wasn't as...
finished, polished. I feel like with practice, he could do more of these and he could really build like a... Anyways, I don't want to say anything because I don't know spoken word as an art. But
I love spoken word. Something I cherish and enjoy. So it's very... I love it when it's done.
Yeah.
Super right. And he's done it right before, like you said. So I was like...
Definitely.
And Quoting Mind of Mine is also...
Oh, yeah. What are some other lyrics... Like, what are some lyrics that you think are good? I have some now. Mm-hmm. I've seen actors after BAFTAs be more straight. First of all, the wordplay. I really like actors after BAFTAs. Saying it right now just, like, twisted my tongue. And it's very, like, I don't know, melodic or whatever with the sounds of the words. And I like, you're a snake fell off the ladder. Amazing. Great. Wonderful. And another one I thought of was, 2 weeks is now 4 dozen. Because I was like, is he talking about quarantine? How they were like, 2 weeks will be in quarantine. Oh, but now it's way more. I just thought that was good. Yeah. And obviously, my brain lives with the cannabis.
Of course. My name also lives with the cannabis. No, yes. Joking.
Anything else that you see there?
Can I resist the dark abyss?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I'm a fire sign.
Yeah.
It's to do or die. I'm not going here willing.
Yeah.
That hit me so hard. Because sometimes you have that, like, it's not something you want.
Yeah.
Live like that.
Absolutely.
You kind of have to. I like that he finally, like, little bit let us in.
Yeah, he did really let us in.
Because it's all like, I'm this dickwad. I'm look at me. Sex. I give so much. Like,
He even on Icarus Falls, I think we talked about this. There's a lot of songs where he doesn't let us in. We definitely talked about that.
Yeah.
But this one, he definitely let us in.
I like it.
Yeah. Me too. What would you give it?
Give Calamity?
Yeah.
It's an 8.5.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I had the exact same number in my mind. 8.5. Yeah, totally. 8.5.
It just needs a little bit more finish. Just song-wise. You just need to give the audience a little bit more time to, like, take it in. Okay.
The next song is Better. I hope I only leave good vibes on your living room floor. What can I say about Better? I think he did such a good job leading with this single. This was the first single. It came out, like, several months before the album, and it just, like, it captured our hearts. You remember.
Better, 100%. Are you kidding?
I think it's so chill. I think he does a good job with the melody being, like, a vibe. And another thing, I used it for the same project that I used a Scott Helman song for. Because I keep thinking about that. These songs saved my ass. They helped my ass a lot in this project. I have nothing to say, to be honest. It's such a good song. What do you think?
I love you, baby. I love you.
Yeah. Absolutely. The thing is, it does hit different. We were thinking about that.
It's so weird. You know, like,
when I'll say goodbye while it's right. Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, right. Sometimes Capricorns... Okay, I can speak for them.
Yes, you can. Capricorn Moon.
Moon. Here, established. So I can tell you, it's really hard sometimes. You just want to cut shit out and be like, I'm cutting it running, bitch. Bye. Because it's just hard. And...
Yeah.
Life is hard, and the thing is, he thought he could make it work, and that's so cute.
It's a very practical song, but it also has that...
You can see like his side, though.
You can see his thinking. You can see his emotional attachment, but also, like, he's thinking so practically, like the Capricorn bitch he is.
There's no practical... Like, there's no emotion, though, there.
I can see the emotion, because he's saying, like... I don't know. It's such an earth sign thing.
I love you, baby. Yeah, I love you, baby. I love you. All earth signs, this is how, like, come on.
I can see his thinking, like he's reflecting on the relationship. Like it didn't fit like a glove, but we go back. Why would we ruin that? You know, it's his processing of what he feels about the relationship. And it really does seem like he's overthinking and overanalyzing, but... The earth sign brain does that. It's a form of emotional expression, quote unquote, from my experience.
Right, because you're...
Yeah.
You're an...
I am an earth sign.
You're an earth sign. Earth sign.
Yes.
Great. But here's the thing, though. They're really ridiculous. When you overanalyze that much, it's also suffocating for
other people. It's a lot.
So I can see where... You're stuck so much in reality that you don't see the other person suffering.
Oh my goodness. That's so real. That's such a vibe. Okay, let's move on to Outside. Here's another one that hits so different. But like, song-wise, this song is so good.
This is something that took a while to grow on me.
Yeah.
So it's really stressful that it happened.
I think I didn't listen to this one a lot because it was sad and I was like, okay, I don't want to listen to this.
This is something that you wouldn't, like, imagine me giving a 10, but this is a 10.
No, it isn't. Oh, wait, we didn't even rate better. Better's a 10 for me. Okay, 9. It's a 9 because I'm only giving 1 10 and it's to my fave. I'm sorry. Okay, 9.5. Better's a 9.5. What would you give better?
I have a lot of 10s, guys. This is sad. Yeah. Better is a 10.
Yeah. Honestly, better is a 10. But, like, it's 10 in a 9.5 kind of way. It's 9.5 in a 10 kind of way for me. But you'll see. You'll see what my favorite, actually, everyone knows. Everyone knows because I already did a podcast on it.
Right.
But Outside, though. Yeah. Do you really think Outside is a 10?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a lot of hurt. Hurt needs to be given. Look, okay.
Oh, my God. Come on. Emotional, you're like, yeah, 10. He's being practical in this one, too. He's saying, should I keep the dog or do you want him?
No, that was stupid. That was obviously stupid.
Two wrongs make no right.
Actually, like, that's what makes me... That was the lyric that actually got me in.
Yeah.
Because that it's like you're breaking through that black and white...
Yeah.
Thinking, and for a lot of people it's so new because it's something I
it is a thing and I would say
I relate, and it's sad, and it's sometimes the only way to Capricorn's brain thinks.
Absolutely. What else do you think? Yeah, it's really sad and it hits different with his relationship. Rest in peace. And I like how he changes the lyric at the end. Instead of leave my life outside, he says leave my shit outside. Like, damn. He's like, okay, it's not about my life anymore. This is realistic. Boom, Capricorn. Leave my shit outside. Really sad song.
Leave all of my shit outside.
Yeah.
That's why I said it was a 10. It was really good.
So, the next song is Vibes. I love Vibes. Like, this song has the vibes.
Vibes is great. It's a good, I guess, commercial song.
Yeah. Don't say commercial. I think it's just upbeat. It's fun and upbeat. It's catchy, upbeat, fun.
Fun.
Maybe. Commercial. Oh, because he did advertising in the music video. It's fine.
It's not because of the advertising. It's just because that's the only other thing he let out a video for.
Yeah, that's true. What do you think, though? Do you like it? Of course you like it.
Ooh, got the vibes. I got the vibes. But I don't know about that. It's not the...
I have never seen better. You be so critical of Vibes. I do think, when I first heard it, I was like, he's done better. This is a bit lazy. But then I was like, oh, it's just fun and catchy and upbeat. And it got me. The catchiness sucked me in.
Really?
Yeah. And when he says, mind of mine, yes, king mind of mine.
Yes, I know.
Of course he's got to shout it out.
And that's why he gets 7, and anything else I add on would be for the actual song, because he referenced Mind of Mine.
Okay,
and then so that's a 7. Nostalgia, okay, yeah. And stuff like that. I just don't like the whole idea of don't keep me waiting, because all COVID has taught me to keep me waiting.
Yeah.
Like, waiting for everything. So it's like...
I think he should do more upbeat songs. He's all into that dark vibe sometimes.
Oh, you don't like the emo kinds, right?
No, I love the emo ones. I like a little bit of everything when it's done right. And this one, I think, is done right. I would say this is like... What did I give Calamity?
Baby, I'm gonna get you right out.
I didn't even rate Outside. I'm so... My mind is, like, fried. Outside, I would give an 8. Or 8.5. 8 or 8.5. I'll just say 8.5. And Vibes, I'll give a 9.
Really? You're giving Outside...
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just...
fucking 10,
bro. I haven't listened to it enough.
So much
pain. And it's too sad for me.
God.
For me to really, like...
Fine, I guess I'm into pain.
Yeah. What's your rating for Vibes?
Vibes, at the end, is 8.
8? Did I say... I think I said 8.5 for Vibes. Holy moly, I don't even remember what I'm saying. Did I? Okay.
So am I,
8, bro. Okay. I'll give it an 8.5. 8 is fine. It's not that
different. Vibes, yeah. Vibes is just...
Vibes. Vibes is Vibes. When Love's Around, though... Okay. Let's talk about When Love's Around, because we haven't listened to this as much. It's, like, underrated as fuck.
So fucking
It's so good. I think it's simple... But then simple but effective, and I need to listen to it more, because it just makes so much more sense.
Cause
yeah, the fact that he got Sid on this track, so amazing.
Sid is what
a rapper.
Sid is voice is
exactly
just the vocals. Just
yeah,
just flexing like
really.
Women can sing.
Yeah, duh, and. This one, really, they sound good together, and the lesbian lyric only takes a woman. Like, yes, let's talk about lesbian. Zayn was like, okay, lesbian rights. Let's get Sid. Let's make her start off the song, and she gets to sing about women. Done. He couldn't have done it better, to be honest, and I think we need to... Exactly.
To show you what it means to love...
Pop off. I don't have much else to say.
Yeah.
Fucking underrated. Weird.
This is a 10.
You don't mean that.
No, I do. I didn't listen to it. That's why I'm making up for it. By
giving it a 10?
Yeah. It's fucking great, bruv. It's not something that would like hit you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But... This is just two people really flexing their voices. And if you have voices like theirs, you should be allowed to flex.
That's fair, yeah. I'm going to give it an 8, but only because, like, other songs have outshined it. Okay, listen. If I listen to it more, it could move up to an 8.5.
An 8.5.
You don't even like that. You don't even like that. That's fine. It's fine.
Give me a 9. Just give me a 9.
No, can't.
Give me a 9.
Not yet.
When Love's Around, every lyric is so beautiful.
I'll give you a 9.
Except for Zayn's one line. But it's Zayn. You expect him to...
He's talking about my wife. That's nice. It's fine. Oh, wait. But it does... It hits different.
It hits very different.
Connection. Okay, wait. I was going to say, I'll give you a 9. The next one, Connection. 9.5. Yeah, I know you'd give it a 10. Connection. Literally, do you want to see what my notes say?
Yeah.
Nothing to say. Absolutely nothing to say. Just Connection. Funny when you come to mind. That's funny. Like, I feel possessed by Connection. There's nothing. I just listen to it and it just possesses me with how... good it is, how great he does the high notes. Oh yeah, and Outside, the high notes are great too. I forgot to mention that. But like, connection. What do you think?
Nothing to say. That is true. I'm copying your notes now.
Yeah. Well, but you know it's that kind of song. It just like speaks for itself. Connection.
Connection. It is a connection.
What? Okay.
Is it sexual? No. Not at all. Sometimes it can be.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It doesn't have to be. I feel like love, sex. It's about
like communication.
Communication. It can be about anything. It's a connection.
So it's a connection. It feels like.
Absolutely.
10.
10. I mean, 9.
You said 9.5.
Did I say? Yeah, I did. Okay, 9.5 for sure. Sweat. Now, okay.
He is no, I know people will say, oh my god, have you heard, like, what's his name, bruv? The Weeknd.
No,
but
he's not The Weeknd.
Zayn, for once, has done better.
To be honest, I think, yeah, Sweat.
A lot of lyrics in Sweat. It's just like, if anybody saw me that way,
I think it sounds better than The Weeknd. Like, The Weeknd's, like, trying to sound sexy, but he sounds, like, anxious.
Yeah, and also I really like all the lyrics.
Yeah.
Sweat dripping like gold.
Yeah.
Steaming up the windows. Oh, also very this visual, is something very that visual. Gets you into the next songs in the future.
Yeah.
This whole window theme.
Yes. Why do you do this?
Why do you do this? But then I guess I understand it now. People have kinks. But it's like,
it's fine, Zayn.
We won't kink shame. No kink shaming here, but I'm just saying you did it really wrong with the collab there. It sucked.
Okay, well, yeah, that's coming future, up. Future.
Great fucking song, Sweat.
Yeah. The way it builds, where it's like, only one thing on my mind, and then the chorus, and then the boom, 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 boom. It's like a Phil Collins drum, boom, 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 boom. And then he goes, oh.
He's coming.
He says, oh.
Basically.
Don't say he's coming.
He's coming, basically. So this is great. He's lyrically and physically coming in the song.
Literally. I support it.
And there is something nice about making somebody sweat for you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a Leo. I get it. I'm a lazy bitch.
I really like the funky synth in the chorus. In the background, it's just, it really adds to it, and it's another layer.
It's sexual, and then it's also about making efforts for people.
Yeah, so true.
It's like really, he went a layer deeper, but not really going there, obviously.
I'm gonna say something is controversial. It's his best sex song. Like, Pillow Talk and T.I.O. don't even, like, compare.
Pillow Talk is disgusting, but T.I.O. it's not the worst.
But it doesn't have layers to it. T.I.O. is like one note, in my opinion.
T.I.O. is one note.
But yeah, the verses I would say are a bit simple, but I really like the chorus and bridge. And I do like how the verses build, like, nothing to say.
Sweat for me is great.
What would you give this shit?
10.
Oh my god. I have to give it a 9. Yeah. I don't know. I over-listen to it, and then I, like, under-listen to it, and so I have a weird appreciation, but I still love it. I still appreciate it.
You can just do your
thing. I just give it a 9.
Fine.
And now we need to just reflect, take a deep breath. Everyone sitting at home, grab your water, hydrate, feel the vibes. We're talking about Unfuckwittable, and now you have to go listen to this song. Pause the video, go listen. Thank you. Come back. We're here. Unfuckwittable is such a good song. This is my favorite song ever. Not ever, because I did give it second place in my whatever video top songs of the year to Industry Baby. But this is one of my favorite songs. I think his confidence, his lyrics, his vibes, he's got it unfuckwittable. This song is unfuckwittable. Yes. You let me go on my rant, of course, because it is my favorite song, but what do you think?
It is my favorite song, too.
On the album?
And the whole album is my favorite song. So it's like, it's hard for me, right?
Because
there is nothing to say. It's just cockiness.
Yeah.
Just, that's the thing, though, for somebody like me.
Yeah.
If you're so confident, I'm like, narcissist. I don't want to see that. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's done very beautifully.
I agree.
And it's done wonderfully. And all the lyrics are great. The way the music goes, everything is in perfect cohesion to give you the mindfuckery that is unfuckable.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing, the music, it's got, like, this chill vibe, so it feels like this chill confidence. Like, he's not like, yeah, I'm in your face. He's like, my life are all my design. Whoosh, he feels like a wizard. Sorry. I love saying.
He feeds, like, he gives me, like, Hannibal vibes, like, sometimes.
Well, Hannibal is a Capricorn. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. That's what I was getting. I was thinking that if you ever make another one, it would be to this song. Cause
another Hannibal? Oh, that'd be so good.
Because this song...
That'd be kind of funny, too. Because it'd be show him, like, murdering people, and it's like, my life and my life are all my design. And he's, like, killing.
My design? Have the time of my life eating
food. Yeah, eating food. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love that.
Fuck with evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 10.
This song really, when I first heard this song, I feel like it gave me hope for the year 2021. And it sort of got me through the year 2021. Barely, but it did. Because the year 2021 was fucked up. But with Zayn, I felt unfuckwittable. And that is saying something. No lie. And that's why I give this song a 10. And not just a 10, but 11, 12, 13, 14, too. You know how it is.
Yeah. It is great. That's a 10. The next song.
The next song is Windowsill, featuring Devlin. I don't know who Devlin is, and I will say straight out the gate, I don't want to know. I don't want to hear his songs. I don't want to hear him rapping. He's a British rapper.
I don't want him.
Yeah, no.
Anywhere in the video, but we get a video for this song.
Really?
Yeah, didn't we not?
No.
Maybe I looked him up. Yeah.
Devlin? Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, just to hate, but he's...
Just to hate? It was bad, yeah.
It was bad.
I think Windowsill is a bad song.
It's a 3.
And I hate to say it, but I...
It's a 3, bruv.
I was gonna give it a 4, so now I don't feel so bad. I think he tried something. I like how the background, it's like, dung, 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 dung. Like, he tried something, I guess, but then it gets repetitive.
He tried really hard to boost up this dude's thinking career, but
failed. That's horrible. But this guy, yeah.
It's just bad.
Even Zayn, though, is not good in it.
He just can't sing, though.
The guy, yeah. But Zayn is not good in the song either.
No,
because cigarettes, he has no energy in the chorus. No energy in the chorus. The verses are just like, we get it, Zayn. I would say 4, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is the wrong place to have let somebody else take the creative lead.
Do you want to see my notes for this? No, and hate British rapper. This is the most hateful we'll be in this video, though. So, just let me have this true hatred for this British rapper. I'm so sorry, Devlin. I don't know you, but I hate you. Okay, too much.
No, it's just it was just bad.
It was just not good.
4. 3.
But I will say straight up,
I will not budge. Why would you collaborate?
Yeah.
Like, with somebody like that? You could have even collaborated with fucking Chris.
Chris? Oh, Chris from Chris and Cam. You looked at me, you're like, what the fuck, bitch? You don't know Chris? Okay, but to be honest, there's a lot of Chris's in the world, but yes, of course. Fuck,
fine. Christopher Robin Williams.
That's not his name. Christopher Robin Williams?
I don't know.
Christopher Robin from Winnie the Pooh. You're combining Christopher for and Robin Williams. Christopher Robin. It's Chris Hughes, you know? Because, like, cashews.
I know it's Chris Hughes.
But Christopher Robin Williams, yes.
Yes, that's his real name.
Okay, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Am I being racist?
No, you're being hilarious, bro. That's not racist. You're combining British people. You're being racist to British people. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
And I don't like rappers that don't rap well.
Tightrope, though. The next
song.
There
is a British artist that I really love.
Yeah.
And her name is Joy Crooks, and she's great. And she collabs with British rappers that are suck dick
garbage. We love British people. we're making fun of British people, but we forget Zayn is British. Zayn is 1D is British.
Yeah.
Except Niall.
There are people who know music.
Yeah.
And can Devlin, go away yeah. with capitalism.
Absolutely.
Quoting fucking Gucci shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was cringe.
Everything's cringe that yeah. the celebrities do, but they get away with it because they have talent. Yeah. See, that's the thing. But if you have no talent, then you can't make up for it.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Let's go.
Yeah. Tightrope is the next song. 9.5. I should have just said 10. Magical thinking. It just feels like...
Magical thinking.
Yeah, he
He did everything right, but he yeah. didn't really...
He got the vibe right, though. Like, he the nailed lyrics, the love. Everything. The yeah. love.
He nailed everything right. Everything was great. The only... I want to look up the lyrics. Why am I not giving 0.5? Because... It's very repetitive.
Are you giving... Oh, yeah. Something told me it was you. Yeah, the whole chorus is just repeating that. It's okay.
I just want more... It's like, here's the thing. It's like he's trying to crush a lot in one yeah. good song, and then he's like...
Is he farting?
Like, he's farting. He's having mini brain farts, and I don't want that. Come on, bruv. You can
it's
do
okay.
better.
He's a Capricorn. He's really just trying to emphasize the point.
He's like, oh, look at me. I can sing.
I can feel.
I can sing in another language, so now I can oh, yeah. downsize on shit.
Hey, but no. Wasn't that nice, though?
It was so nice, it's though. So, I was so happy so that he referenced such a song that's so close to my heart.
Aww.
Chandani ka chand ho.
I love singing.
Ya fitab ho. Great.
I like...
Great. What lyrics? What lyrics? That lyrics alone gives 9.5, yeah. okay? But everything else, I'm like, bruv.
9.5. Yeah, me too.
Bruv. You could have worked yeah. more on it.
His just a little bit. Other lyrics, I would say...
Just a little bit. Don't keep me singing in the whole song, please.
They also hit different, I was going to say that. Something about the neon red glow got me thinking about giving all in. Wow. But then, I'm ready any minute we might fall. Lately, I feel like my grip is gone, but you got my all. Oh my goodness, Zayn. Oh my goodness, are you okay? Are you alright, Zayn?
It's falling in deep. It's a very yeah. Capricorn thing to do.
Poor guy.
That's the thing, sandcastles. This song feels like
sandcastles. I feel it. Well, that's what he says. Why does it gotta feel like I'm walking a tightrope? Because he knows it's fragile, but he just feels like he's falling anyways. Ugh, Zayn. 9.5.
10. 9.5. 9.5, that feels like a 10.
Oh, okay. I would give that too. What else did I give that to? Better. Yeah, I agree. The next song, River Road. Now that is something. I don't know
underdog.
What, a really true underdog.
True underdog.
And it feels shorter than it is, but like...
It's a great song.
This I need to listen to more as well. It's kind of sad as well.
I'm an OG album fan, so this is going to be a 10.
Oh my god. Because
it's nature, vibes.
Exactly.
This is giving me like, oh...
He paints a picture.
I'm feeling your trip, bruv.
Drinks to my liver. I cry now a river. Oh my god.
Full like, of tears. Yeah. Yes.
He's a poet. This is true poetry. Breeze outside my window turned to color. Know that I will see the sun again. Leaves have turned into a tint of orange. Answers that will lie within myself. Oh my god.
Perfectly done song.
And then don't you ever hope for something else? That is show stopping. It's like skirt, but it's like record scratch.
It is record scratch.
What did you just say? Don't you ever hope for something else? And it's like, oh, it connects everything together. I think that, along with Nobody Is Listening, most important lines of the album, and it really sets the vibe. But also, like, he has a lot of songs about love and sex, too, so...
Yeah.
But if this album feels more and personal. Drugs. It feels more personal than... Icarus Falls, and he really edited. He trimmed it down to only have the essentials and Windowsill.
And what a perfect thing to do.
Yeah.
But leaving one bad thing for people yeah. to hate on. Because he's like, that's yeah, fair. Sure.
Let's get the people talking. But, like, maybe, I'm sorry, Zayn, if you think Windowsill is good. Not a good
press, bro.
Yeah, yeah. If you think Windowsill is good, Zayn, that's okay. I respect it. Anyone who thinks it's good. Oh, my gosh. Sure. Yes.
Look me up.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
No, they can come for me. For this song, yeah. I don't mind.
You'll fight against Windowsill. But to be honest, I'll fight for the rest of the album.
But that's the thing. This is the other song that was supposed to connect the theme of the sex thing.
The sex thing. Because
in sweat, you paint a picture of the window. And
exactly.
It's great.
It just fell flat. Fell flat.
Foggy, and now it's, I'm fucking you up a windowsill. No offense. It's just really badly collaborated with really bad music and badly done.
That's true. But to end on a positive note, I would fight for the whole album. I would recommend this album.
And River Road is a 10.
Oh, yeah. River Road to me is 8.5.
Fuck.
I can't give it a 10.
Give it a 9.
No.
9.5.
Can't. No. 8.5.
9.
I will not say 9.
9.
9.
9. 9.99?
No.
9.
8.9. You are annoyed with that. No.
9.
No.
9.
8.5 is River Road. The whole album, what would you give it?
10.
10. The thing is, like,
10's across despite, the board.
Despite its flaws, I would say 9.5.
Just because of one song, though.
Okay,
that's so sad.
I know. I want to point out that it does have flaws, but I can't help it. In my heart, it is a 10.
It's a 10. It's his child. You can't say no to a brain fart.
A brain fart.
That is this amazing. Come
he
on.
He farted and it was this amazing. Thank you, Zayn.
Thank you.
We love you, Zayn. Yeah, I have nothing to say. Happy birthday, Zayn.
Your album is great. It's a 10. 10
I can't wait to hear more. I can't wait to hear more from Zayn.
And less of other people.
Oh, rest in peace.
It's a great album.
Yeah, thank you.
You were so close to being perfect.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Okay. Do you have anything else to say?
It's perfect. Zayn is perfect. Perfect Capricorn season.
Yeah. Perfect Capricorn album as well.
Yeah. Thanks for getting us through.
Yeah. Thanks for getting us through 2021 and every Capricorn season. Because now, like, I listened to it a lot today and I'm, like, getting back into it. It needs to be the vibe. But let's just say goodbye. So thank you for listening.
And I'm so glad you got to be here today.
Yes, I'm so glad you got to be here today.
It was so much fun.
Yes.
And my hand smells really nice.
Oh my god. Yes, because that hand cream.
And we've been really blessed with all good fortune. So
yes.
Thanks.
Bless everyone during this Capricorn season.
Yes, everybody should get everything they want. And it's really cool. To enjoy music, and I hope everybody gets to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time on Media Munchies Podcast.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.